Thank you. Oh, it was just in a TV episode I was watching last night. It was important. The bottom of the laptop, one of the little rubber things was missing. And that's who the murderer was. Exactly. I was just checking to see if it was safe to have you in here.
We'll go to move the auto detector item number 1 2.
Yes.
Thank you.
Six o'clock, call this meeting order of the Board of Directors of the Attleboro Water District. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call. Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Vice President Prefer?
Here.
President Shelley here. Director Hershaw is not here tonight. She called in and would not be able to make it. Are there any public comments?
Where's Tyler?
Tyler is not with us this evening, but it's a very good thing.
It's a very good thing.
It's a very good thing.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
All right, if there's no other public comments, we'll move on with the consent calendar. Mr. Olson, any comments on the consent calendar?
No.
Mr. Davis?
None.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
I have none either. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the consent.
Is there a second?
Second, yeah.
First by Mr. Olson, second by Mr. Davis. Any further comments? No. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. We're going to do a little change before our manager's report and move item number... Let's see if I can find it. Where is it?
Action item number 4.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. I should actually put the glasses on. There we go.
Oh, interesting concept.
Yeah. Item number 4, we're going to move to up and consider that first. The Board of Directors will consider accepting the fiscal year 2024-2025 audit. Any comments from our auditors or the staff?
Scott,
you look brilliant. Any comments? I like the thumbs up. Okay, good.
I'm only here to listen. I'm going to hand it over to the ladies who have already put their hands in.
More thumbs up.
Good evening. I'm Evelyn Boyd-Vee Montana. I'm the audit manager on the job. I also have Isabella here. I'll pass off to her in a second. Just wanted to, first and foremost, you know, take an opportunity to thank you all for, you know, allowing to continue to be your auditors. Just to give you a shout out to Hoppy, who has been, you know, really great during this whole audit process and giving us all the information timely so that we can issue the report. So it was a very smooth audit. I'll let you tell and kind of take over and go over a couple details for how the audit went and give us a brief overview.
Thanks, Evelyn. My name is Isabella Briseno. I am the audit senior on the job, so I am very involved throughout the audit process. I just wanted to talk about a bit about the audit process and how it goes. So, with the audit, the objective of the audit is to provide an opinion on management's financial statements and to gather and evaluate sufficient appropriate audit evidence and to provide reasonable assurance, but not absolute assurance, that the financial statements are free of material misstatement, and then also to provide an opinion as to whether the financial statements are fairly presented in all material respects in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. We do follow a couple of different audit standards. So we follow generally accepted auditing standards, which is known as GAAP, and we also follow generally accepted government auditing standards, known as GAGAP. We also follow state controller's minimum audit requirements for special districts. There's some areas of responsibility for everyone. So we have management. Management is typically responsible for the financial statements and for the complete and accurate financial records and comprehensive framework of internal control, including controls to prevent and detect fraud. governing body, as you guys know, and you guys have fiduciary responsibility and ensuring that management fulfills their obligations for internal control and financial reporting. Other responsibilities. Now, our responsibilities are to obtain reasonable assurance that the financial statements are free of material misstatement, and to examine on a test basis evidence supporting amounts and disclosures, and to assess accounting principles used and estimates that are made, and to evaluate the overall financial statement and presentation, and to express our opinions on the district's financial statements. Now, the thing over here is that we have provided our opinion over the financial statements. So you guys have your financial statements there. We provided a unmodified opinion, which is the highest level of assurance. This means that financial statements are fairly presented in all material respects, and significant accounting policies have been consistently applied. Estimates are also reasonable, and disclosures are properly reflected. Other required reporting is our GABIS letter, which is a report on internal control. So if you guys have a copy of that report, it is a report that says report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance and other matters based on an audit of financial statements performed in accordance with government auditing standards. We do realize that the size of the district is fairly small, and because of that, it actually creates a lack of segregation of duties within the district, and that's actually one of the things that we know inside of our GABIS report. So there is a finding on there for the segregation of duties, and this is a recurring finding given the cost-benefit considerations, and it is expected to remain in future years as well. You'll also see in your packet, if you have it there, it's the SAS 114 communication letter. That informs the board of the audit process and highlights any necessary disclosures or significant risks identified during our work. So risks that are noted on there are usually inherent and are presumed in all audits. There were no new GASB pronouncements adopted during the year and no uncorrected misstatements identified. But yeah, so overall, if you also have your financial statements, there will be your table of contents. And if you keep looking down over to page one of the financial statements, you'll see the independent auditor's report. And in the first paragraph, we have shown our opinion. And then as you continue to flip through in your financial statements, you'll see your management discussion and analysis, which goes on to talk about any kind of activity that occurred during the fiscal year that should be pointed out. So you'll see some highlights over water sales and wastewater services. There was some increases in capital asset activity during the year. And then there was also a borrowing of cash within to cover the deficit in the cash sewer fund. If you guys have any other questions that you guys wanted to talk about?
Mr. Olson?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
I have none. Staff, any questions?
No questions.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is there any public comment? No? I'll entertain a motion to approve the audit.
Motion to approve the financial audit for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
Wonderful. Is there a second?
Second,
yeah. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. All right. Now we'll have our manager's report.
Okay. So the California Special Districts Association, CSDA, has officially awarded the district the Transparency Certificate of Excellence to Ottawa Water District. They will be here January 21st to present the award to the district. Thanks to Tyla and all the hard work she did, we were able to receive this award. The MHI study, the second round of surveys have gone out. I don't know how many people those received a second one, but those are out. And we're awaiting the status of that count. So hopefully I'll get that next week. Were
the count or
the results?
The results, I'm sorry. The last results from the first round was at 71.
And what our target is?
At least 100. Total. So
that's responses. Do we need 100?
Or
is that a target?
It's a target. That's a target that they placed in the beginning. So.
And that's out of how many customers?
587.
587.
Okay. Do we have any results from those 71?
Yeah, this way.
Telling us where we are.
I don't have.
Okay.
I don't have those numbers.
Okay.
Not yet. So we up at our Southridge reservoirs. We purchased a generator and set that up. Crew had they installed two concrete pads for a propane tank and then the generator itself. These are the pad. This was the pads, the trench that was dug for the gas line leading from the tank to the generator. We installed this generator. This is gonna help provide pressure. It's a low pressure zone up there. That building behind the generator houses some pumps in there. So when there's a pressure vessel in there. So when pressure drops from the residents using water in that area, the pumps kick on and build the pressure and sustains the pressure in that zone for our customers. When the power goes out, we lose power. Crew has to go up there, start either the fire pump or hook up one of our portable generators to sustain pressure up there. So to alleviate the process that goes on with that, we purchased a generator, installed it, put in ATS. That electrician is installing the ATS on the pole.
What's so, ATS?
Automatic transfer switch. So when we lose Edison power, that will automatically kick on the generator and sustain power up there for those folks up there in that zone. So this is continued work that staff has done to the building to protect that generator. We actually re-roofed the whole building, the building behind it. That's our fire pump back there. That sustains fire pressure to that zone. If there was a fire and to all the hydrants up there, that's a big diesel generator there. That building houses that fire pump in there. So they re-roofed all the buildings, and then we also painted all the buildings up there. So it was a good project to get done, and it'll be one less thing staff has to run around and try to maintain when we have these power outages. As you know, last year we had quite a few.
Question, when the power, prior to getting the generator, when the power went out, did our customers lose service?
Yes, okay. Several times. Not for prolonged times, but
right.
From anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
However long it took for the guys to get out there.
Yes.
Correct, yeah. And another situation where the way the system's set up there, at times we're able to use that fire pump to maintain pressure up there when the power goes out. But because that's such a large generator, it creates so much pressure up there, we can't run it that long. And it takes diesel, and we have to fill it by hand manually. So in the wintertime, when there's snow and you can't get up there, it's a pain. They got to walk it in. So that's no more. We're done.
Great. This program has been 25 years.
Yeah,
like,
so this was a great upgrade for the district and our customers in that zone.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You were saying four people had to go up there to start either the bring a portable generator and start this thing or go up there to start the diesel generator to start the fire pump.
Yeah.
Will that be remotable too, or would that be...
So the way the fire pump works is when pressure is reduced in the mainline system, the hydrants, there's a pressure switch in that system so that if, say, someone hooked up to the fire hydrant and was drawing water, therefore losing pressure, the fire pump automatically kicks on.
So it's automatic.
It is. Yes, yes. So staff would not have to deal with that. We always maintain that generator, and it's always full of fuel and ready to go. But there's been times where, like, it has a solar maintainer for the battery. There's been times where something failed and the battery was dead and things like that. So there's times where staff has had to go up there and, you know, fix these problems. But virtually that thing's on demand, ready to go.
This is something I can ask a question about. It was at the beginning of your thing about the survey. Is that the CRWA?
No, the survey is the MHI study.
Okay.
That's for our customer base, for our sewer customers.
Okay.
That study is being done for our sewer project.
Okay.
The CSDA has awarded us a transparency certificate of excellence for our ability to be transparent within the community with all our dealings and everything that we do as a water district.
Okay. I don't know if I'm asking the same thing. I had called or sent an email to Tyler last week asking about, because I'd read the paper a couple weeks ago, you're a member of CWRA, which is the company who then...
CRWA.
Okay, and then you sub out the mailing of the survey project to them. Is that something you guys are addressing tonight, I guess, is my question?
It's not, no, it's an ongoing process that we're in right now.
That's not what you were talking about, the 71 response factor.
So that survey.
That is what you were responding. That's what I thought. That's what I was asking about. Thank you.
It's the CRWAMHI survey, or it's
Okay. Yeah, I just, so when I looked up the companies that were listed in the paper,
mm-hmm.
like the one leads to the other, but then there's not a lot of info. So
it's the California Rural Water Association.
Where it has to come through.
That's who's conducting the MHI study.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your.
And they hired another company called Suspend or something like that.
Yeah, SUSP.
Yeah. And so you'll see the letter and it says SUSP, and you have no idea who that's from.
Yeah.
But that's who they hired to actually send the letters out.
And you need to be approved by California State, so California State approved it to do the survey.
So, like, my question to Tyler, just out of curiosity, because it listed the cost of the survey portion, I asked her what that membership costs every year and how long you guys or we or whatever we call
it. The only thing will be $900 as a membership.
Okay.
But this is related to, they're going to charge us after they do the survey, they send the invoice how much they charge.
More, right.
But the fee for being membership is $900.
Right. So when I sent Tyler a request for that, she said that I had to go through whatever the formal request process is. So I just was curious. Is that accessible? Like, just like you just gave it to me? Could she have given it to me too? I mean, there's no blame. I just am curious because I've never been involved like this.
Sure. When you ask anything for the district, you need to go to the right channel. So the right channel is the GM. And you request from him whatever If he asks you to do a public request, you write, can I get please the CRWA membership, how much? And he responds for you.
Okay.
So, and that form you have to obtain and fill out.
Okay, so Tyler's not like a normal like front person that
go to.
I mean, she comes. That's what I thought she was going to ask permission.
You can get your public record request.
Yeah, yeah.
Hand it to her. She'll give it to me.
But the address for the GM.
Right. Ours is.
Or you can come to the board meeting.
Right.
And
that's
ask
what
we
I'm.
Can,
that's what I'm saying. Is it this simple?
Yeah.
That's
it's simple. Yeah. We're pretty upfront.
We are very open.
Unless it's something in closed session. But if it's a information, you're asking for information,
yeah.
We can give that to you at a board meeting, yes.
Perfect. I did that.
It is $900 a membership, to be sure.
Thank you.
And if it's something we paid for, Hosni usually knows the answer.
Yeah. How many years, Hosni?
So I actually thought that if I went to Tyler, she would direct it to whoever dealt within the organization, like
yes.
Typically that role plays. But now I know. Thank you.
Go ahead and continue, Bill.
Okay, so moving on, we're in the process of changing the employee retirement policy with Alliance. Right now, the employees don't have the ability to borrow against any of their retirement. So there's been some requests, so we're in the process of changing that, allowing employees to have that option.
Did you finish the slide?
Well, part of it. So, again, we're just in the middle of that and should be done, I don't know, maybe next week. We've also been prepping the spillway. Our spillway, after the thunderstorms we had, that end of it, that far end, it was completely washed out because it was just a major flash flood. So we got it all refilled, jam-packed it with rock and dirt, and hopefully it's just another thing that staff had to deal with. But this should hopefully sustain this winter. We're going to add more rock to it and then shotcrete it, and that should protect the entrance into the lake, Foster Lake Dam. So it held up during these rains. Nothing washed out, so we're happy with that. And I'll go back to this slide here. Staff has been working on our meters. So we ordered a bunch of those meter lids with that silver disc in it. That's the antenna. And it's got a remote because some of these meters are pretty deep and or far away from the street. So when they're trying to collect data, it's not grabbing it. So with these new meter lids, hopefully they should give us better results. So we're replacing all those right now. We were able to get about 120 of them, and they're knocking out the bad ones. So
yes.
That's where we're at. With
so
that.
next time around, you'll see that we should hopefully
we're
determine
hopefully,
whether
yeah.
it worked
yeah,
or not.
Correct. We try to solve the problem for 90 meters, not readable.
Yeah.
This
90?
Why,
is
yeah,
that,
we
is
pay $5,000 for those lead.
Yeah, so, and that's it for my report.
Wonderful. Mr. Olson, any questions?
No, but I would like to comment on the 7% water loss. Congratulations again.
Wonderful. Mr. Davis, any questions?
Same. Excellent job. Thank you.
Vice President Briefer.
I have a good question. The little one on the middle picture.
Yeah.
What's the cord like thing?
The cord?
Yeah.
So that's the cord from the radio antenna
uh-huh.
connecting down into the meter.
To the meter? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an extension instead, because usually the antennas are directly mounted to the meter. So if the meter's a foot down or 2 feet or filled with water or whatever the case, that antenna is buried, it's not going to give a strong signal. But now you have the antenna on the surface.
Cool. And no, you haven't had any more pop-up. It was just those 90 that
yeah.
have been.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. That's the same thing, but we'll try to solve it because otherwise we read it manually.
Yeah.
And the meters are by the road, some of the meters are far from the road. I've seen that, but I guess there are some places up here where the house is way up.
Yeah, there's old easements. There's up off of Marion View, in between Marion View and South Circle. There's an easement that runs through there, and there's meters in between customers' backyards. So, and there's like a 2-inch main that runs up through these yards. And so they used to have to go hiking through people's yards, jumping fences, all that.
That's a good picture, thank you. That
fighting dogs.
Yeah,
you have to run from dogs. There were times. Yeah, I was one of them.
You were one of them?
Yeah.
Any other public questions? No? Excellent, then we'll move on in the agenda. Item number 3, we've already discussed a little bit, but the website transparency award, we've received that due to work from all the staff and a lot of paperwork by Tyler, so we appreciate that and all that all the staff did to make sure that, and even the directors had to do some work too. They had to do some training and have some certificates on their behalf. So,
Yes,
the management too. I thought when I said staff that included the management, but I will be clarifying that the management is included in the staff, and they did great work also. All right, so we will get that award at a later date, possibly next month.
I think it's January
21st.
The coming in January.
Excellent. January is a great thing to do next year. All right, we already have accepted item number 4, so we'll move on to item number 5. The Board of Directors will consider approval of the reimbursement resolution, attachment F4, which establishes the district's intent to seek reimbursement of eligible project costs through the CWSRF program. Staff, can you give us a little bit of background on this? Management, can you give us a little background on this?
Thank you. So,
sorry.
We apply for a grant, and they require to the board to approve one of the resolution to like guarantee if we apply and we got like 20% and 80% from the California State Waste Management. So they need the board to be approving this resolution as one of the requirements to let the grant go through.
Excellent. Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer? I just have one comment. I've already told the manager about this, but the school can help us to establish the need for assistance because of their programs that they have at the school. And so the district will be contacting the school officially and asking for information that will help us to qualify for funding. And we look forward to working with our local school. They're a great little school.
Yeah.
And this is required because they try to prove we are a disadvantaged community. So I really appreciate the school to give us a paper to support how many meals they give the kids, because they say this is one of the supporters to get the grant.
Right. So they have requested that we send an official letter on official letterhead, because that way they can answer officially on official letterhead, and that way it'll be official and official.
Yeah, because they said one of the items inside the grant, if you have any school got more support from the state regarding their needs and low income, so please send it to us.
Excellent. They'd be happy to participate.
Thank you for this.
Any public comments on the resolution? No? Excellent. We'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Excellent. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Director's comments. Mr. Olson?
Nope.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer? My only comments are happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And I hope that, like me, they'll spend it with family and friends, and it'll be a very thankful time.
That won't rain on trees.
Thank you so much.
Well, that almost always happens.
Or snow.
Yes. So, if there's no other comments, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn until December.
Motion to adjourn until December.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
That's the end?
That's it.
That's cool. It. Thanks.
Grab a piece of pizza.
I appreciate it. Thank you.